various interesting information, updates, programs, music, all about Indonesia is coming up next on BYNews.id and at our digital mobile app channel BYN with me, Rahma, on the mic on the wonderful Wednesday, April 16, 2025. But first, as always, we begin with Newsline.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Selma released a single entitled Boomer Happy, or Flower on My Heart, which became a hit at the time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boy and Julia. In this song, Selma collaborates for the first time with a trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindya Mastoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boy and Julia tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Selma's awesome with the song Boy and Julia.
Thank you.
has a cyber division. What was the reason behind it? What is the role of this division? Here's the explanation by the head of Information and Communication Service of the National Army, Brigadier General Christomy Siempre.
The cause of the cyber threat and could cause massive potential. The increasing number of cyber threats from non-state sponsors, extra-terrorist organizations, and cyber criminals poses a significant risk to international security. And the generals also need to protect critical infrastructure such as a power grid, financial system, and transportation network from cyber threats. Consideration is to support military operation. We really need it for intelligence gathering. The cyber threat can gather intelligence and on potential extra threats, supporting the PNI major operations. The PNI also can conduct cyber and naval operations to disrupt any command and control, communication, and logistics. And the truth is another thing that we need to enhance cyber defense. Okay, what cyber defense? That's the things that two coordinate to focus on. For the cyber defense capabilities, the cyber attack defense division can help enhance the PNI cyber defense capabilities in protecting its own networks and systems from cyber threats. All cyber security expertise, we need to provide cyber security expertise to support the development of Indonesian national cyber security strategy. And the reason that we need to support law enforcement in cyber crime investigation and also cyber security cooperation, as well as international cooperation, such as the global cyber security board and regional security initiative. And we hope that by establishing a cyber attack cyber division something better, we can enhance Indonesian national security to support military operation, either this military operation for war, or military operation other than war, and contribute to global security effort.
More detail about it is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Check it out. Said by Prabowo and himself. And in addition to the bilateral meeting between the government of Indonesia and Jordan, President Prabowo and King Abdullah also held a TT meeting on Monday. Jordan is the last stop in Prabowo's 5-night Nations Middle East tour, which started on April 9th, 2025. He visited the United Arab Emirates, Turkey, Egypt, and Qatar earlier. Yes, so
now the president is already here in Jakarta after wrapping up his visit to Oman, and he just met Russian First Deputy Prime Minister, discussing progress on the free trade agreement. So we'll keep updating more news information from Indonesia. So stay tuned. Also, our mobile application, NLE Digital, available on Android and also iOS.
Durian from Osmo and Central Java. Durian is a spiky fruit, famous for having a strong scent. Durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with black corn, musangking, and lontong. And in Indonesia, we have betel, medan, bawang, kaligusing, and many more. But after the variation, people's top of mind about durian is, of course, the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sato, a durian farmer from Osmo and Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh pantai dan kita semua.
Dari durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe a little strong or sweet scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spark with our skin. We might even bleed. Then, we put it into our mouth. Whoa, this one is sweet. Our gut one is bad. And what about hearing? The red durian sounds lower when we strike it. And that one has a higher sound. Or, we hear it fell in our backyard. It means our ears also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum lepas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambil terkenal dari keringat kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian gak makan belum ya? Gak salah dipukul.
This is the real light. We pass by striking it. We know there's melatonin, tenor, and bass. High, medium, and low. The right one is bass. So, we strike it. It's right. Another Dubium seller needs to snap in our face. We also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin. So now we get a right Dubium. Our next mission is to retrieve the Dubium flash, protected by thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sabo just takes his razor sharp blade and then decides on a straight line on the peel to easily cut it open. Just a straight line like this. Then, we slowly can see the flash. Here it is. Beneath the green, thick, and thorny peel is the shiny golden flash of Dubium, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste? Amazing! This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Given more time, it will be a bit bitter, but as a softer texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth, and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, don't taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like sauce. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly, and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color, and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java, and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bower, or in Purworejo, they have the Durian Kalidasin. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra, titled Mudiak Arau. This song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sultan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudiak Arau, performed by Nurul Fadilah Hamid. Enjoy!